Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on ClaudioRelsano.com. Brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introduction, and of course, my great producer, Adam Zalouf. Today, I always say that we have a very special guest, and we always do, but today, maybe even a little bit more of a special guest. I've known this young man, and I'm not going to say too much because I'll get a little emotional here, but I've known this young man since he was a little kid, and my family goes back with his family here in Swickley, Pennsylvania, and in Italy a zillion years. I mean, I remember his grandparents, his dad, obviously, his mom, his brother Artie, his other brother Mike, who I coached and was very good friends with, and we played softball together as well, had a lot of fun times together. And Rick, like I said, I've known since he was a kid. I coached him. We've gone fishing together, and I'll talk about that in a minute as well. I'm sure we got to talk about that story. But Rick Ruperto, the Rupertos are a wonderful family. And again, real quick, I remember when my mom passed in 1988, Mike and Rick and his mom and dad and his grandparents came over to the house, invited us. His grandparents invited us to their house all the time. And then when my dad, ironically, today is we're taping this show February 19th. It's 15 years ago today that my dad passed. And as of February 18th, Mr. Ruperto, Rick's dad, and his brother Mike were at the hospital, and I remember they spent time with my dad, and unfortunately my dad passed the next morning. But I always remember that, and will always be grateful to this wonderful family, and it's my pleasure to have Rick Ruperto on my show. Rick, thank you so much for being on, brother.
Claudio Relsano, how are you? So great to connect, my friend. Long
yes,
time, great
is.
Memories, great stories. So glad to be here.
That's for sure. Well, I'm glad to have you on. Glad to have you on. We, you know, let's get something out of the way real quick. 1991, me, you, and Nick Kaplak, who's been on our show, and will be on our show again. We go fishing at North Park, okay? And it's a lake here in Pittsburgh, for those of you who don't know. So Rick catches a fish. And we were in this little boat, and Rick gets all excited, and this fish is flapping all over the place. So Rick damn near hits me in the face with this fish and hook. So I fall in the lake, and I go down. What kind of hat did I have on, Rick?
It was
see if you remember.
Chicago Bulls hat. It was a Chicago Bulls hat that was floating on top of the water while the rest of your body was submerged underwater. And but you made it, and Nikki and I got you back on the boat.
That's right.
One of the most, to this day, hilarious things that Nikki and I laugh at when we think about it. But your first experience fishing, I believe, right?
Well, no, it was my first time with you guys.
With us guys. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that's all you saw was me. I mean, you didn't see me. You saw this hat floating. And then I couldn't get in because these guys are on the end of the boat. I said, back up. And then they pulled me in. Then another time, I don't know if you remember this or not, but on the far end of that lake, it was like an all-star team. It was me, you, Mike, Nick, Vinny Kaplak, and my dad and Jimmy Zapparo. Seven of us, right? And we were all having fun except for Nick. Nick was for real that day. Nick was going to catch fish no matter what the hell was going to happen. And he was just like in the mood all day long. And I still remember him. My dad said he yanked a 3-inch fish like he was pulling in a whale. And I'll never forget that as long as I live. But we certainly have had a lot of good times for sure. But and we'll talk about some more here during the show.
Yeah, Nick was a true angler, that's for sure. He was a true angler.
He was. And you know, one more story. One time, me and Mike and Vinny used to go fishing a lot, but one time me and Mike, we went to the mouth of the river, and Mike must have caught, I caught about 12 bass that day. Mike must have caught like 50. I mean, he was just banging them left and right. But we could go on with stories with softball, with Mike and myself, and we had a lot of fun. And we're definitely going to talk about a baseball memory that you and I shared many years ago as well.
Yeah.
Let's first talk about your career prior. Obviously, you're with the John Maxwell team, which is a very prestigious team. Obviously, you are the program coordinator for the John Maxwell team. But before we get into that, let's talk about your career prior to the Maxwell team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from a very young age, I knew that God had a calling on my life to impact, influence, help others. And, you know, I will say just prior growing up, school was very challenging to me. So the thought that I could be in any type of position where I could influence others and do counseling and pastoral care, and clinical Christian counseling, I would think all my teachers at St. James and Quaker Valley would laugh at me. But what has happened is after my mom passed away, about 16 years ago, about a year later, I made a decision that I wanted to follow my dream because I wasn't a real good, great student, always was challenged, had to read things 2 and 3 times before I would understand it. It was always a difficult time. And I always, Claudio, you know, I always wanted to win. I always wanted to be someone and really help people. But my schooling needed to, you know, to get better and my learning needed to get better. And it was after when my mom died, I stood up there at St. James Cemetery by myself a year later. And I said, I'm going to go follow my dream. I was standing there and I put myself back through school with my master's and doctorate. Ran a successful clinical Christian counseling practice. Worked, as you know, with a lot of professional athletes from the NFL to a lot of the MLB here in Florida. I mean, pro golfers. I've worked with Legends Tour champions, the LPGA, PGA, MMA fighters, and really built a heck of a business helping and really influencing folks from a problem-based style type of intervention. And, you know, John Maxwell is the teaching pastor, one of the teaching pastors at my church. And there was this idea that John was creating a certification program 8 years ago, and there was a buzz. And I said, well, I could do some continuing education. And so I took it and became a certified John Maxwell speaker, trainer, teacher, and coach. And that's when my life changed. And I realized I could go and start working in potential-based type of intervention with professional athletes and professional folks to really help them navigate mindset, help them, you know, as you know, being your background, just peak performance at that level. And it just changed my life.
Well, one thing, knowing you since you were a little kid, first of all, you always had a heart of gold and were always, in my opinion, always a leader. And, you know, one of the baseball stories, I remember a year after my mom passed, I coached you. And the very first game, I have the ball right in front of me. It was against Avonworth, April 19th, 1989. Again, it was emotional for me because, again, it was the first game without my mom. And I remember you didn't say anything to me, but you went and you wrote my mom's initial on a bat. And you end up clocking a ball. Hell, I don't know how far it was, but you blasted that ball pretty far. We end up winning that game 17-7. and you and Nick Kaplak, who, again, he's their family is like family to me as well. And you guys gave me this ball, and I still have it, and I put it in my room. So your kindness and wanting to impact people and leadership skills started back then, in my opinion. So if there was anybody who was going to laugh at you, they shouldn't have, because, as I said, you got the team together, and you and Nick did, and I always appreciate that. So but I'm not surprised at the things you're doing today. That's for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. I think that that was really based off of seed planting. You know, John Maxwell says leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. He says that, right. You know, there's a lot of folks that are great managers, but not leaders. And it's folks very like true. Yourself, Claudio, that really impacted, left valuable impressions and indentions on, you know, myself and Nick and Michael and others, younger folks here at a coaching, you know, player level that, I mean, I got to tell you, as I was thinking yesterday and last night, you know, you have to have been one of the most intentional and still are one of the most intentional people that I've ever met. I mean, you've gone way overboard to help me succeed, to instill, you know, the things that I'm giving back today. So it really is a, you know, the things that I'm doing today are really from the seed planting and watering from folks like yourself. One of my mentors in Pittsburgh for over 30 some years, James Fitzgerald, he's mentored me for golly, 35 years and to this day still does. And it's folks like yourself that have, again, left that valuable impression and indention on my life so that I can give back. So the rewards that I'm seeing, really, you're getting those rewards as well.
Well, I appreciate that. That's very kind of you, for sure. Thank you. Now, again, you're with in my opinion, I've read many of his books, and the thing that I like about John Maxwell and the people that are with him is something my mom used to say, and I've said this on the show many times, don't speak from the neck up, speak from the heart up, and that's something that I definitely believe in and try to live. Now, when you made the decision to join the Maxwell Group, first of all, why them? Because there's a lot of different ones out there. Why them, and how did you begin the process?
Yeah, again, great question. And when we were talking earlier, I just started out really just to get continuing education to see what this is about. John Maxwell, as you know, is the world's leading leadership expert. He is the Billy Graham of leadership, as I tell him.
Right, well put.
He's turning 72 years old here next month. I'll be with him in Orlando and at one of our certification events, get to spend some time with John. And also, my boss, who's a Pittsburgh native, Mr. Paul Martinelli, definitely want to look him up. Last week, Mr. Martinelli, who's my mentor and the president of the John Maxwell team, Paul just got rated the world's number one coach from Global Gurus. Pretty wow. Amazing award. And so Paul has led the John Maxwell team division, the certification. He partnered with John to add this division to the Maxwell companies 8 years ago. But again, mm-hmm. I just wanted to look to maybe do some coaching, get, you know, some information just to see what this coaching thing is about. And I fell in love with it, built a successful speaking, consulting, leadership, coaching practice. What happened was about a couple years in, my program coordinator at the time, Trent White, said, "Hey, Rick, the John Maxwell team is hiring for program coordinators. Would you be interested?" So I went through this. I said, "Yeah." So I went through this kind of process of filtering, which is pretty rigorous, and jumped on the Maxwell B team of program coordinators. Now I'm on John Maxwell's international program coordinators. I'm on his A team. I work in 160 countries, and I have a team that I mentor and work with and lead. It has been the greatest experience that I've ever had, for sure.
That's great. That's great. Long way from Swickley, brother.
Yeah. Long way.
Now, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break to to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allen Care Center, and our new sponsor, Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania, led by Tim Mazur. We will be right back with Rick Ruperto. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Aspire Pediatric Therapy in locations Moon Township, Pennsylvania at 993 Broadhead Road, Suite 10, and Banksville at 2893 Banksville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, North Hills area, Pines Plaza Shopping Center, 1130 Perry Highway, Suite 120, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the Punxsutawney area, 1464 North Main Street, Suite 14, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and the city of Pittsburgh in the north side, 1301 Beaver Avenue, Suite 10, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And remember to check out their website for all of their information at aspirepediatrictherapy.com. Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070. Okay, we are back with Rick Ruperto, the program coordinator of the John Maxwell team. Now, obviously, you've met John Maxwell. How was that? Was it a little intimidating? Were you a little nervous? How was that experience?
Well, you know, Dr. Maxwell is an amazing guy because I have the ability, Claudio, to see him every 8 to 10, 12 weeks at church, but I also get to see him do his thing, so to speak, as the leader of the John Maxwell company at the certification events, the big seminars. And I can tell you, Dr. Maxwell is the same as you see him on YouTube, in front of a microphone, in front of thousands, or in a private luncheon. John has a heart for leading people. And he's so passionate and so sincere and so aware of just, he has an awareness that you can't explain, Claudio. He's amazing. One time I at church, I'm always up in the front, and after church he went and speaking people, and I said JMT, that stands for John Maxwell Team. He came over, we started talking, and man, he'll talk with you about anything. He's a great guy.
That's good. Amazing. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Now, you wrote a book. Tell us about why you decided to write a book. Tell us about the book.
Yeah, thanks for asking about that. This book has been really, really passionate to me, and it's such an easy read. You know, I for many, many years, thousands and thousands of folks that I have worked with in Christian counseling, pastoral care, and coaching, you know, I have a heart for people, as you know. And what I wanted to do is, during that season, I have just saw and have experienced and witnessed so many people with setbacks. And I just felt like I wanted to take kind of some of my work on helping people. Because you know what? So many people, Claudio, are in setbacks. So many people are stuck. You know, John said one time, most people will live their life, he says, and he said, and honestly, at the end of their life, they realized they never, ever wanted or could impact others. They never did it because they were stuck. And right. So I just felt this calling on my heart to write this book. It called The 180 Revolution, and it has biblical principle. And what it is, it's a book about helping people overcome setbacks, how to get unstuck, how to move the needle north, you know, and I kind of use the model, the recipe of 18 years of working with thousands of people, whether it's in the professional sports arena to business to everyday. There's 10 principles that I teach. And I say that in life, you know, you got to live in truth, order, reliability, and dependability, not of yourself, but others. That's five. And the other five is, and to achieve that, it's going to take time, practice, repetition, and refinement. Everything is a skill building process, and skill building takes time. And, you know, I try to take those principles and apply them in a way in this book that will help people kind of get out of the struggle, help people find hope and joy during the darkest times, you know, help people to forgive others when they've been done wrong, you know, and, you know, teach people to be steadfast, teach people to show up every day, and ultimately live in truth. When people live in truth, you know, believe me, I know you'll have a lot of listeners here today. There's folks listening today that I'm telling you that are going through setbacks. And so I wrote this book to really help them get released and give them hope and give them a way to navigate through the setbacks. That's why I wrote it.
That's great. Well, you know, you said a word many, many times already today, the word impact, and Jim Valvano, who the former NC State coach and now the Jimmy V Cancer Fund, who was incredibly important in my life and a friend of mine, used to say that his favorite word in the dictionary was the word impact. And like I said, you've used that word many times, and you certainly have had, are having, and will continue to have impact on people verbally and with your book. Now, how do people get a hold of that book?
Well, they can go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kindle, yeah, Amazon. It's all over the place. You just go and you put in either Rick Ruperto, PhD, or the 180, like O-N-E-8-0, Revolution. And it's a quick read. I wanted it that way. It has a little workbook that's inside of it that helps people work through and gets their focus on overcoming their setback. So, yeah, all those platforms, you can find it.
That's great. And when did it come out again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It came out last year. One of the goals, as you know, my dad passed away last year. And you know, my mom, who died 16 years ago with cancer, she never got to obviously, you know, see this. But I wanted my dad to see the book. And so I pushed last year to really get it in a hard copy. And he got to see it, you know, days before he went home to be with the Lord. So I was pleased. So then I just gave it some time and haven't really done much with it. But I literally have folks from all over the world that will send me a picture of them in the book. And it's funny how things work, you know, but I haven't really officially launched it, but I will here soon. But yeah, folks that are dealing with a setback, maybe they got a poor medical report, or they got a financial setback, an emotional setback, a loss, you know, a relational setback, you know, you name it. If it's a setback, this book, I guarantee will impact their life.
That's great. And before we go to another commercial break, I know for a fact that not only your parents, but your grandparents and your siblings are extremely proud of what you've done and what you're doing and what you're going to do. And I know your dad got a kick out of seeing the things that that you're doing for sure. But on that note, we're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford. We will be right back with Rick Ruperto. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070. Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations. Okay, Rick, now obviously you got the book going and you're going to, you know, launch that. Are there any other projects that you're going to be doing or that you have in mind that you want to do to have impact on people?
Yeah, you know, I'm in the process of writing a second book right now, actually.
Oh, good for you.
And yeah, I'm really excited. It's about mindset, and as of right now, the title is going to be called Anchored Mindset. And what the book is really going to be doing is helping people really dial into, you know, having right mindset to, you know, so that they can be in the right space, mental space. So I've been working on that project as well as really just hammering home with my working with the John Maxwell team. Man, it's always moving. It's always shaking. But you know, I am going to be doing mastermind groups down the road, some teaching on the books. You know, maybe doing some virtual teaching, certainly want to give back. You know, there's a lot of folks, Claudio, today that I have found. And with the book, you know, Anchored Mindset, my mentor, Mr. Paul Martinelli, said something very powerful when we were going through a teaching on the book, Think and Grow Rich. And it really changed my life. And it's so true. He says, you know, people, we have to make decisions consistent on what we want rather than making decisions that are consistent with our circumstances. You know, so many people forget about what they want, and every decision that they make is based off of their bank account, based off of the limitations, based off of their history bank, what has happened in their past. And so, you know, with my book that I want to write, and I'm going to try to, you know, get people anchored into a new mindset of, you know, focusing on, you know, your goals, focusing on what you truly desire. I mean, we got one spin in life, one spin. Right. And as you and I know, we both have parents that are gone. And I tend to think that's just fuel for us. That's why you're so successful, is man, we're driven about our goals. And, sure. And you know, I just want to give back to folks, and I want folks to live a life the same and to be able to be fulfilled and to really enjoy, you know, the journey of life with the right mindset. So that's what I'm looking to do and hope that I can, it all come together, which I'm sure it will.
I'm sure it will. When you said that, the former Indianapolis Colts coach, Chuck Pagano, whenever he had cancer, and I think he's back in the game as a defensive coordinator somewhere, maybe Chicago, but he had a saying that, you know, don't live in circumstances, live in vision. And this was just basically what you're going to be writing about and teaching. And, you know, mindset is so incredibly important, you know, and I try to pass that off not only to my team, but to my daughter. And, you know, again, what you focus on, a lot of times what you're going to see. I remember I always tell the story that a couple of years ago, I wanted to get a Cadillac. I always wanted to get a Cadillac. So wouldn't you know, every single car that I saw were Cadillacs. I noticed Cadillac. More and more Cadillacs. Then my wife and I decided there was a better car that we liked, a Chrysler 300. So what did we see? Chrysler 300s.
Yeah.
So it's very true. I always tell people the mind is the strongest thing that we have on us. And I think that's what your next book is going to be talking about. It's focusing on the good things, and that's going to be a great book. And I can't wait to see that. Now we talked about obviously your parents and grandparents, your siblings. Tell us a little bit about your wife and kids.
Yeah. Well, wow, that's great. You know, my wife, Kim, and I have been together for 23 years. When I laid eyes on her, I knew she was it, and that was it. And that was it. And, you know, we have two boys, Hunter, who's just turned 16, and Hayden,
oh, wow,
who just turned 12. And Hayden is a child of disability. He's autistic. He was given a vaccination shot at a year old, and he went into a cerebral seizure and stroke in my arms and almost lost him. And we later found he had enough mercury in him from that vaccination that would have put down a 185-pound man. So God definitely had a plan for him and does. And, man, they're both amazing kids. You know, myself and my boys are in the martial arts. I've been doing it over 10 years. And my oldest son is a competitive fighter like I am. My youngest, Hayden, just does it, you know, but man, we're competing, we're challenging ourselves and we're really enjoying, discipline, focus and respect for what we do. And we're just enjoying it. Things are great. I appreciate that.
Sure. And where's your wife from?
My wife is originally from Long Island, New York.
Okay.
But she's been down here for majority of her life, since she was like six or seven. So we just say she's from Florida.
There you go. Just Florida. Now, again, yeah, we talked about your great family and, again, parents, grandparents, your siblings. The way that you grew up with those wonderful people around you, did that help you and inspire you to do what you're doing today? What kind of effect did that have on you?
Yeah, great question. You know, I think about your dad and our families. You know, if you looked up the word work or work ethic, you would see our family there. Our family, yeah, and our background from all the way from Italy and from Salerno and all that, you know,
right,
our family, they really taught me about discipline. They taught me about work ethic. They taught me about, you know, really patience. You know, I remember my grandfather there, golly, over by Tony R's Pizza, he'd have that big garden and
yeah,
you'd see
That's
him out
right
there in the garden. He'd be out there going, you know, and he would be same pace. Same pace all
right
day long.
Hey, we cannot forget about the hedge. We cannot forget about the hedge that was like a star. I mean, he was, I don't
did,
know how the hell he did
yeah
that.
Yeah, he did the hedge with a star. He did a boat. He did a butterfly in the
yep
back.
That's right.
But you know what? they knew what work ethic was about. They knew about persevering. They knew about enduring. Your family and my family and others, that, like, we come from a breed of people that never gave up, never gave in, never settled on circumstances, but settled on the goal and the desires of their heart. And I think that, you know, that really, really played a big part in my life, because, you know, a lot of people didn't know this, but later in life, like, I realized I was looking for acceptance. I played sports. I did good at sports, but I didn't do well in school. You know, it was later, but what I realized is when I wanted to go and live my dream and wanted to go and challenge myself, I thought about, you know, that culture that we grew up, I'm going to make it. And it doesn't matter. It's a must for me. And our families really taught me that. They taught me that, you know, stay in truth, be disciplined, you know, be focused on what you want, respect others, respect the process of your journey. And, you know, there's something to be said about that. And I think that's just in my core. It's in my blood. And I'm bringing that to my children, and I'm seeing that. So it's just, it's really a blessing. Everything from even nowadays, like 6 days a week, we're at the table eating dinner. There's no cell phones. Like it reminds me of home. You remember when you come to each other's houses, you do business at the table. That's where you do business. And it's funny. I still do business. Like with my son, who has a therapist 6 days a week here that comes and does stuff with him, and he eats here every day. I mean, like, he's like, wow. He says, you do business at the table. I said, yes, this is what we do every day. And it's those things that matter and make a difference.
That's for sure. Now, let me ask you, again, to repeat, wonderful family and supportive family that you had and have. Was there anybody, you don't have to mention titles or anything like that, but were there people, because I certainly have mentioned it, that I, you know, people in my mom and dad were the best. I love my parents more than anything in the world. The rest of my family, my cousin Chris was always supportive. And of course, guys like you and Mike and again, the Caplacks, Nick and Vinny were always supportive. Rick Mitchell, very supportive. Eric Jackson, Lori. I've had a lot of guys who were very supportive in my life, my wife and my daughter. But then I had a few people that were not very supportive, that, you know, threw banana peels, grapes in front of my path so I'd slip, and wanted to see me fail, which motivated me anyway. But were there people in your life that were like that? Hopefully not, but were there people that wanted to see you fail or said that you couldn't make it, make your dreams come true?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, and I'm glad you asked. It's funny because growing up, I went to St. James, and I had Sister Mary Eileen and Monsignor Must, I struggled. And, you know, I would get a call to be in the remedial reading room. I went to the McLaughlin Center for reading because I just could not retain. And it was embarrassing. I remember, you know, kids laughing because when a teacher, in those days, it was a nun that would, you know, call on you to read, and you couldn't really read that well because you slipped or you were anxious. You just couldn't understand. And it was embarrassing. I always had that pressure growing up, but you know, the interesting thing was, I had people that kind of, in elementary school that kind of laughed and made fun. And when you had to get called to go to the remedial reading room, you know, hey, you know, it's on the speaker, send them down. You know, it's one of those things, but but here's what I know. See, what was meant for my harm ended up being for my good. Because when
used that quote all the time.
That's right. And you know, it's funny when people say you run into people in town, which I did past year or so, and see them at Saffron's or somewhere. Rick, how you doing? Sure. What are you doing? Yeah. Great. Yeah. You're a doctor? I said, yeah. I was a summa cum laude, magnum cum laude as well. They're like thinking, yeah. I said, yeah, that, not bad for a remedial reading room.
That's right.
Kid in St. James. So, you know, you can take those things But here's what I know. There was a nun named Sister Mary Silva. And I got to tell you this. I think she was a second grade teacher, a nun. She pulled me aside, and I'll never forget this. She gave me a little medallion on a long necklace because Sister Marilena would not let you have any jewelry, really. And she says, I want you to wear this. And here's what she said. I'll never forget it. She said, God has a calling on your heart. You're a special little boy. And I'll never forget that. And I had that medallion for so many years. And I'll never forget. She left such an incredible impression that she was the one that first planted that, hey, you're going to go through this, but it's possible for you to achieve whatever it is you want because you are special. Just because you can't read and be like the other kids initially doesn't mean you can't excel. And, right. You know, she was right.
Yeah.
She was right.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah. And my wife teaches at St. James, and we love St. James. Rick loves St. James.
Oh, yeah.
I love St. James.
You bet.
we got to put that out there. Great school.
Yeah, no. Yeah, love the school. You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that school that gave me a lot of discipline. And, you know, I was an altar boy, acolyte. Loved the place. Loved the school.
I remember that.
Man, it was fun. Basketball. It was good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, the Spire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, PA. We'll be right back with Dr. Rick Ruperto. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, 814-503-8070. Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations. Okay, Rick, now is there a main message? You know, we've talked about a bunch of things that you talk about. What is there, like, one main message that you're trying to get through to everybody? I mean, you know, we talked about setbacks, and we've all had setbacks, and all of us will have setbacks. Matter of fact, I talked to my cousin today in Italy, and she's going through, or her husband is going through some things with his father, and you know, the old saying, it's not what happens to you in life, it's how you deal with it. And you know, looking back 15 years ago today, as I said about my dad passing, and that was hell for me. Absolute hell.
Mm-hmm.
And just as the hell that my mom was going through what she went through. And I look back on it and, you know, something kicked in and I was able to deal with it. But so again, we all go through setbacks and hardships, but what is the one thing that you want to get through to people to help them?
You know, there's a lot of things, but the main message that I want people to know, that you may not have to plan everything out in life. Focus on your goal. Too many people are, you know, just so focused on planning that they miss the goal in life. Show up every day. Give it your very best. Sometimes you got to earn your wings when you're falling down, when you're dropping. Sometimes you got to earn your wings that way. You know, you got to, you know, you just have to make things functional in your life and go with it. Too many people are stuck trying to figure everything out and plan everything out, and they're missing life. You know, stay in the moment. I'll give you an example. I was with John in August, and we're at a private luncheon, and everyone got their cell phones up, and they're like taking pictures and videos, and that's great. I get that. They're like, well, why aren't you doing it? I said, because I can respect you want to look at that 6 months from now, but I want it now. I want it in the moment. I want to remember it now. I don't want to look back at it. I just want to encourage people, live in the moment. Give it your very best. Make sure daily that you have the right conversations with everyone that you love. Let them know, because you know what? Life is not a guarantee. It's not. I mean, and you know, when you live life, my legacy is simply this, that when the Lord takes me home and I'm in some pine box in some funeral home, everyone that would come see me, whether they knew each other or not, the common thread, I would hope, is that they would say, you wouldn't believe the last conversation I had with that guy. That's my message. Love others, you know, and respect others, and show up every day. Life is not a guarantee, and you know, make the most out of it.
That's great. Great lines. Great advice, for sure. Now, your very first time speaking in front of a group. Tell us about that.
Oh, man. I didn't expect this question. That's a good one. Well, the first time I spoke, I'll never forget. I prepared. It was actually for a young man who passed away. And the family asked me to kind of set the tone for the funeral and everything. And I was one of many. It was a big, big standing room only. And boy, I was nervous. I had all my notes and I had it in my folder, and I never forget. It was standing room only, huge. And they called for me to set the tone. I go up and I open my folder and I saw my calendar and not my notes.
Oh, jeez.
And I want you to imagine for a moment, you have a big spotlight where you can barely see through the light. You know there's thousands of people there, and you have your schedule that you, for some reason, had your notes on your desk, and you didn't put it the folder.
Yeah.
And it was probably the best message that I shared, because guess what? It was authentic. It was not planned.
Right. From the heart.
It was from the heart. And you know what? What I realized is when you're speaking from the heart, you can't plan as well when you're speaking from the heart, because it's so real. It's so rich. It's so sacred that, yeah, man. And I'll never forget that. So, yeah, that was my first. And when I have my notes, I double and triple check now.
You got to. I'll tell you a story that you'll appreciate. I was an assistant coach at this one particular school. And this coach who I didn't like, and he didn't like me, we were not each other's cup of tea. But anyway, he was writing I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm writing a post-game speech. I said, you mean a pre-game speech? He says, no, post-game speech. I said, I said to myself, I didn't say it to him. I said, how's he writing a post-game speech? Well, he doesn't know what's going to happen. So we end up losing this game. And it was because the guys were trying to take an extra base. It was because they were diving after a ball. It's because they were trying to throw a runner out. It was really, you know, I don't want to say they were trying too hard, but they were trying really hard, and they were just trying to do that extra thing, right? So we lose the game, and he gets them in a circle, and he just starts telling them that they were lazy, and they just want to walk around the school, the campus with, you know, be big men on campus. They really didn't care if they won or lost. They just wanted to wear the uniform and be known as college athletes. And everybody's looking at each other. It's like, what the hell is he talking about? You know, but it was a pre-planned speech. You know, it was ridiculous. But a lot of the coaches that I had, when I speak on leadership to this day, there's two of them in particular that the speech that they really formed my speech, and that's because of everything that they did that you shouldn't do as a leader. And I'm grateful for them that they were terrible leaders, but sometimes, you know, not sometimes, but you know, you come from the heart, and that's when the people that you're leading, be it players, employees, or people that are paying to listen to you, you know, that's when they know that you care. And Dick Vermeil, one of my favorite coaches, used to say the players won't care what you know until they know that you care. So I'm sure that your speech did go well because people knew that you cared.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, people connect and they know, you know, speaking is about building rapport and it's about really connecting. You know, John wrote a book, that's Everyone right. Communicates, Few Connect. And I would tell anyone that really wants to better, if you will, their communication, whatever it is, whether your relationship, your business, your coaching, whatever, learning how to connect with people is so precious. And it is an art.
It is.
And and when you can connect, you can move people from point A to point B. The greatest leaders are the people that can connect, not manage.
That's for sure.
But can connect.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You
bet. And you know, we've been talking about John Maxwell. I have one of his books, The Winning Attitude, and in there he says something, you know, the old saying, what can go wrong will go wrong. And he said something very simple that stuck with me. Why don't we say what can go right will go right? And so, you know, when I saw that connected with me to this day, and I bought this book many years ago. But now let me ask you this. Do you think you'll ever do an event in Pittsburgh? And if you did, and when you do, how special would that be since this is where you're from?
Boy, I love Pittsburgh. Every time I touch down on Pittsburgh, it has an incredible, there's a lot of emotions, a lot of history, a lot of growth,
sure.
It's mixed emotions. And when I come to Pittsburgh, I usually spend part of the time just processing and just remembering, and I'll go around Swickley and look around and see, you know, just remember what a beautiful place it has and what Pittsburgh's done for me. Yeah, I'd love to come to Pittsburgh. There's been some folks north of Pittsburgh and that were asking me to speak and what have you, but mm-hmm. I haven't really set anything yet, but I do think here within the next year, I may come back home and do some speaking, some teaching or something. Love Pittsburgh. We got to get our football team back together here. But I love Pittsburgh for sure.
Good, good. All right. We're going to take one more final commercial break before we do our lightning round with Rick Ruperto. And we're going to hear from our sponsors again, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. We will be right back with Dr. Rick Ruperto. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, 814-503-8070. Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations. Okay, Rick, we're going to have a little fun here. Well, it's been fun. The whole show's been fun. We're going to have our lightning round of questions brought to you by Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, PA, led by Tim Mazur. Okay, what do you like better, Pittsburgh or Florida?
Okay, Florida.
Oh, really?
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
The weather,
well,
brother.
I got sick. Okay, the weather. All right.
It's weather, but I love the people in Pittsburgh. I love the weather in Florida.
There's not, you know what? I'm going to Florida soon, obviously, for spring training and for our games at Carnegie Mellon. And I'm the only guy who hates leaving Pittsburgh in February to go to Florida. I mean, I love everywhere I go and all the places. I absolutely love Pittsburgh. But we'll cut your break on that one. Best memory of Best memory when you were in Swickley, or memory of Swickley.
Wow. Boy, you're really throwing lightning around here at me. I'd have to pass. I'm not sure. I got to think. There's so many of them.
That's right.
God, I don't know. I don't know. You caught me on a good one there. I would probably say the best memory I have was just you know, playing football and succeeding in high school and I mean, that was probably my best memories was with when I played football there at Quaker Valley.
All right. What do you miss most about Pittsburgh or Swickley?
Oh, I miss Swickley, the people, man. I there's nothing better than the folks in Swickley area. It's a unique group of folks and people are so nice and so caring. It's just it's a special place that you just got to live there to know what I'm saying. Miss them dearly.
Favorite athlete of all time.
Oh man. Favorite athlete of all time.
Besides your brother, Mike.
I'll say Michael Ruperto was favorite. I looked up to.
That's right.
Probably my favorite athlete of all time, I would say was Jack Lambert.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
Yeah, Jack was pretty special.
Now, even though your grandmother was an unbelievable cook, I know that for a fact. What restaurant in Swickley do you miss the most?
I don't think we were allowed to go to restaurants because of grandma.
I know, isn't that the truth?
You know,
isn't that the truth?
I mean, like what? Yeah, like I don't recall. I mean, I just remember going to Saffron's to get stuff to cook at home. But you know, I mean, understand as a young kid, I remember going to Pizza Roma and all that. But
that's
really the only place I would go. But Strictly Hotel was good. Yeah, Strictly Hotel was good.
Right.
I liked that. That was fun. Yeah, remember that
all
place.
Right. Yep, still around. We still go. As a matter of fact, my wife and I just picked up a couple of hoagies there the other day, so we still go there. But one more time, Rick, how do people get in touch with you? How do they get your – well, first of all, how do they get in touch with you if you have something? And then tell them one more time on how to get the book.
Yeah, no, you can go to rickruperto.com and connect with me there. R-I-C-K-R-U-P as in Paul, E-R-T-O.com. You can connect me there. And if you go online, you can go and just go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, go on iBooks, Kindle, whatever platform you choose, and just type in 180 Revolution, O-N-E-80 Revolution, R-E-V-O-L-U-T-I-O-N. Yep, the 180 Revolution. Grab your copy. And if anyone buys the book, they can contact me, or if they want to, they can get me on Facebook, Rick Ruperto, or Rick Ruperto Program Coordinator is great. If they want to get the book, I'll sign a copy for them, and we can make that arrangement to get it to them. A lot of people like a signed copy.
Sure. Rick, I tell you what, I am so proud of you. Always appreciate your friendship, appreciate your family, and I'm not surprised at all with what you're doing, and I know you're going to do even more great things, and again, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and again, extremely, extremely proud of you, and wish you nothing but the best, and I know your parents and grandparents are extremely proud of you as well, and continued success to you.
Yeah, thanks so much, and it's been a true joy to spend time with you, an old friend, and you know, again, I'll just echo back, so proud of you as well, and what you're doing, and with all your just success you're doing there, I'm so excited to see what is Claudio up to, man. You're successful, you're just moving and adding so much value to that community up there. Man, congratulations. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you, brother. Thank you. And I look forward to being, talk about your shows real quick. You do a couple podcasts and some other things. Talk about that real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I do a podcast, Blog Talk Radio show, and I'll do some Facebook live interviews. Actually, as you know, I'm going to be inviting you soon. And we're going to be really hammering out some of the baseball and your mindset and unpacking your brain there, so we can get folks that are interested and hear from you. I'm really excited about that. Work with some folks, Darren Gray, who's Tony Dungy's assistant and All Pro Dads. I've had him on there. Lori Rinker, LPGA Legends Tour champion, has been on. I got some other folks I'm looking to put on. Baseball legends and pitchers as well, as you know, just shoring them up. Follow us, Rick Ruperto, Program Coordinator on Facebook, and you'll see some live feeds, and can't wait to get you, Claudio, on here real soon.
Well, I'm excited to be on. You tell me when, and I'll be on, brother.
We'll be talking. It's real soon.
All right, man. All right, man. Thank you so much, Rick. Appreciate it. Proud of you. And I'll be talking to you soon. All right, man.
Thanks, Claude. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, everybody. Great show. As I said, a lot of memories, a lot of great fun with Rick. We could have spent hours talking about baseball and fishing and his brother Mike and the Cat Blacks. And we had a blast. But hope you enjoyed that show. Definitely get Rick's book and check out his website. And anything that he does, make sure that you read or listen to, because he does come from the heart. A wonderful guy, as you can tell. As always, want to thank my sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford. Want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions, and Adam Zaloof, my great producer. You can listen to the show on ClaudioRelsano.com, Spotify, Stitcher, and iTunes. Subscribe to the channel. The new shows air every Thursday evening. Last week we had two shows with Michael Manna, the boxer from Pittsburgh, and Vince Papale, the subject of the movie Invincible, former Philly Eagles wide receiver. And hope you guys are continuing to enjoy the show. I appreciate the emails. And as always, I want to thank my mom and dad. As I said today, 15 years for my dad. And I think about them all the time. Thank them all the time. There's a saying that I've said on this show 1,000 times. If you ever see a turtle on top of a fence post, you know, he didn't get there alone. And if it wasn't for my parents, I would not be doing the things I'm doing today. And I hope I'm making them proud. Love them both very much. So again, thank you all for listening. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRossano.com.